Good afternoon. So good to have you here. This may be my favorite group so far. Thank you. I know. That was perfect timing. Thank you, Lord. In light of Bob, I'm going to talk about repentance.
Better than next communication.
Yes, that's right. This is 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The language there actually, I just tore a piece of my Bible. Is born again into a living hope. It's possible that if somebody asked us how to have hope in their life or how to have joy in their life if they were not saved, you'd tell them to be born again. And you know, a lot of people who are born again but don't walk in hope all the time. Because being born again is just the doorway. What you are born again into is a living hope. Not a hope in your death, though that's going to be amazingly wonderful, but a hope that begins the moment you're born again. But we're born again into a living hope. And what kind of living hope is that? Born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, because we were born again, or born into the very life of Christ, that's the thing, we talk about this, and we can't let it ever get very far from us, but at the cross, we were there in Christ. And he was crucified in our place and on our behalf. And in him, in some mystical way, the flesh person, the old self, the one under condemnation and the one under the control of sin, the slave to sin, the slave to anger, the slave to bitterness, the slave to lust, the slave to lying or stealing, the slave to being critical, the slave to complaining. That slave to sin died. So that's why we can never say as a Christian, well, I just can't get past that. Jesus already got you past it at the cross. You just got to start believing and yield to it. You died to that sin in Christ at the cross. And he buried that old person. And then we were born again because we were in Christ in his resurrection. That's how we were born. We were born in Christ. And so when he says you're born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read this other verse to you. Let me save my little piece of the Bible here. This is from Ephesians chapter 1. There's nothing more delusional than a Christian who doesn't live in constant hope. See, people who aren't walking in the Spirit, whether they're saved or lost, they may think that a person who's walking in living hope at all times is delusional. But the truth is, if you're a believer and you've been born again into a living hope, if you're not walking in hope, you're delusional. Because we're born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 says this, verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his saints, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's what he says. Paul said, I'm praying that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, that you know the hope of his calling, that you would know the hope of his calling, because his calling is your calling. Your calling is his calling. And that you would know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Everything that Jesus is and everything that Jesus has is in me, is in you. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power into, that's the word again, literally is into, where it says toward, but it's actually into us who are believing. These are in accordance with, so let me read verse 18 again, so that you got your Bibles, and you like Bible study. The word these are is not there, it's in italics. So let me just read to you again. And you would know what is the surpassing greatness of his power. That the word power there is the Greek word for ability. His ability, not your ability, not your inability. You wouldn't be governed by your ability or your inability, but his ability. What is the surpassing greatness of his ability into us who believe in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. We're born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ, because we're joined to the risen Christ. The power of resurrection pulsates in our being, and it is surpassingly greater than anything you and I face or any other ability or power in the whole world. You would know the surpassing greatness of his power into those who are believing in accordance with the working of his might. And the example of that is Jesus Christ being raised from the dead. So it's not just Jesus living his life through you, the Jesus that you read in the pages of Scripture, it is, but it's the Jesus who raised from the dead, who conquered death, who conquered every enemy in his cross and crucifixion and resurrection. And so because the word hope is the Greek word, it has the idea of a confident expectation of the activity of the God of love. I heard somebody say one time, it's the confident expectation of the goodness of God. Well, it's the confident expectation of the God who is good, the God who is love. Now, why have that confident expectation? Because I'm in union with the resurrected Christ. And there's nothing in this life that I might be facing, whether it's internal or external, that he who conquered death isn't going to conquer. Isn't able. You with me? And so that's why I love this. When Mary was approached by the angel and told her that she was going to give birth to Messiah, and she said, how? Since I've not been with a man. And he says, well, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High is going to overshadow you. Oh. The power of the Most High is going to overshadow you and your inability, your virginity. And he says, therefore, that which is going to be called that comes forth from you, the Son of God. And then he said, because is there any word that God speaks to you that's impossible? And then she said, behold, the bondservant of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. That's the Christian life. And for us who are in union with Christ, when Jesus says something in you like, if you ever say to him, if you ever, Jesus, you ever hear Jesus say to the, I mean, you ever hear you say to him, I just don't think I always have any hope. When Jesus would say to you, but I always have hope. Because even when we believe not, he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. This is not about what you can and what you can't do. He's the truth. It's his life. He's the way. And you and I have got to stop living a delusional life that thinks acting out of our flesh is okay or normal. You've been joined to the resurrected Christ. You were born into a living hope because you're in union with the risen Christ. There's nothing Jesus Christ can't overcome or manifest that he's already overcome or handle in your life and in your walk. Yes. He just wants to hear you say, Lord, behold your bondservant. I'm yielded. Be it done to me according to your word. Because nothing's impossible to you. You see what I'm saying? That's why Easter is so important. That's why the scripture says the most rejoicing people that you know are those who are living in hope because of their union with the risen Christ. Because the scripture says we rejoice in hope. And a Christian who's not rejoicing, that's the sign of a person, a Christian, who's living a delusional life. You say, well, it's not my personality to rejoice. It's got nothing to do with your personality. It's got to do with who you are in Christ. He's a rejoicer. He knows everything that you face, he's more than big enough for. He conquered death. What are you facing that's bigger than that? And what I love about that is that you were in him and death was conquered. Death has no more victory over us. He has no sting. So he, from the very beginning, knocked out the baddest one in town. The biggest, baddest thing we face as humans. And said, now, having done that, is there anything I can't, like, you don't think I can handle the bill? Or the relationship? You don't think I can handle this era in your life where you feel like you've been stuck in? You with me? Born again into a living hope. Christians should be the most hope-filled, rejoicing people in the world. Really the only ones who can. Who can watch the news and hear all the bad news, and then when they get through, they're still rejoicing in hope because of Jesus. Christians don't live in fear or despair or hopelessness because he doesn't. If somebody were to say, Bishop, why are you so happy? It's because he is. And I've been joined to him, so I have to fight my way through the grace of God to be miserable. I basically have to say no to Jesus. Stop it. I'm tired of your resurrected life controlling me. I want to be miserable for a while. I just want to make other people miserable too. Why would you do that? And when it's all said and done, was that fun? Did you enjoy doing that? Oh, it's silly. So I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're dealing with. But if you're not walking in hope and not rejoicing in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, he says, rejoice. For the Lord is what? At hand. Then you've been deceived, and you're living a delusional life. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.